Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. This week, the Toronto Film Critics Association awarded the 2013 Scotiabank J. Scott Prize for an Emerging Artist to Matt Johnson, who made this fantastic movie, The Dirties. Congratulations, great choice, great new filmmaker. He directed, produced, and starred in that comedy horror meta movie I reviewed earlier this fall. So he's starting a career which could go on for many years. But they used to say male movie stars can keep working until they die, but female stars stop being stars at age 35. Well, it still is hard for older actresses to find lead roles in movies, even Oscar winners. But they do exist. So this week, I'm looking at movies starring award-winning older actresses. There's a British drama about a woman who wants to fill in a gap from her past, and an American comedy drama about a woman who wants to undo a romantic triangle. Philomena, directed by Stephen Frears. Martin, played by Steve Coogan, is a former high-power party politico who suffers a fall from grace. He finds himself back in his previous profession, journalism. Reluctantly at first, he ends up pursuing a story about a retired working-class woman named Philomena. So Philomena, played by Judi Dench, was a young, unmarried, pregnant woman when she was sent to live in a nunnery. She loved her infant son, so one day she was shocked and horrified to see her little boy driven away before her very eyes by a rich couple in an expensive car. She wanted to keep him, but she never saw him again. He was gone, adopted. So now, many years later, Philomena wants a chance to see her son before she dies. But the nuns have always claimed to have lost all her records in a fire. So Martin decides to write about Philomena's story and to help her find her long-lost son. Off they fly to America. Philomena is suspicious. Maybe he's just using her to sell his story. And Martin, on the other hand, is driven crazy by Philomena's quirky opinions and constantly changing decisions. I want to go home. No, let's stay for another week. Back and forth. But gradually, Martin's heart softens as he and Philomena get to know and trust each other better. Will they locate this adult son? And if they do, will he want to meet his biological mother? And will he even remember her or know she exists? And finally, will the nuns ever explain why they did what they did? Okay, this movie's a real tearjerker. It's based on a true story. It's a very touching mother and son drama with a few very unexpected shocks and surprises. And there are at least two scenes that make the audience bawl. On the other hand, it's quite sexless and sterile. Not just the nuns. There's no romance and no passion in this movie. Just anger at injustice, a sad longing for the past, righting wrongs, and a mother's love for her child. Even though I could feel the movie deliberately tugging at my heartstrings, it didn't matter since they did it so well. Judi Dench's character is rich and expertly played, while the always funny Steve Coogan is a perfect foil. Madeline, precisely directed by Stephen Frears, who did My Beautiful Laundrette and Successful, and the excellent script was co-written by, she accidentally spies her husband Paul eating a romantic dinner with a beautiful young woman when he said he was going to be working late, everything falls apart. Is he cheating on her? Is their whole relationship based on a lie? So flustered and confused, she finds herself following the young woman, the possible mistress, home. But rather than confronting her, she ends up saving her life. And so they meet. The Spanish beauty Lucy, played by Leonora Watling, admits that her lover Paul is still married and hasn't left his boring old wife. And Madeline, in turn, confesses that she has caught her husband, she calls him Fred, cheating on her with some bimbo, she says. So they decide to follow each other's advice on how to rescue their respective relationships. But only Madeline knows that Fred and Paul are actually the same guy. So can she fool Lucy into leaving her husband? To distract her, Madeline encourages the aspiring actress to pursue other goals. She takes Lucy to an audition for a play, King Lear, but somehow she ends up being cast alongside her in the same play. Will Madeline succeed in her scheme, or will her web of secrecy come undone? And are she and her husband still in love? If I Were You is a cute, clever comedy drama. It has some very funny sequences full of unexpected twists. It's sort of a screwball comedy type movie with main character juggling hidden identities and secrets. And the opening scenes from one to the next for the first, say, 20 minutes of the movie is brilliant. But later on, the movie seems loaded down a bit with cliches and groaners. You have to wonder why so much of the screen time was devoted to the theatrical subplot. It's not what the movie's about. Most of all, this movie is a vehicle for the lead actress, Marcia Gay Harden. She's at the center of every single scene, and all the other characters exist mainly to react to her. They love her, hate her, fear her, or admire her. So if you want to like the movie, you have to like Marcia Gay Harden. I do like Marcia Gay Harden, so I enjoy this film a lot. It's clever, cute, and well worth seeing. Philomena and If I Were You both open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.